doesn't matter necessarily where you put the tape on an iron. The like when he did the tests, he put the exact same strip like on the toe and on the heel. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter for the...
Because it's like minimal weight.
So minimal. Okay. So minimal. Got it. Again, for people thinking through their wedges, you know, always look at those little numbers on the bottom. And I would say general rule of thumb, I know Roth says like bounce is your friend.
Bounce is your friend for amateurs.
More times than not, you want that number to be higher. But if you are choosing between the two for like softer conditions,
more bounce.
Mm-hmm. For firm conditions, less bounce.
Yep.
There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out. Is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
And now, the Member Guest Podcast.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rip it.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Member Guest Podcast here in the studio live with my boy, Jordan Hagel.
And it's now Member Guest, the podcast.
Yes, Member Guest.
Big brand guy now. Yeah. If you haven't noticed, yeah, new logo, new brand, new fun stuff coming
new,
out.
New motto.
Care.
Play more, less. Care less. I love that, man. You did such a great job. That was
well, it came from the episode with you and Danny.
With Danny, yeah. Yeah, it's a great slogan. A little bit of a new like setup, just chilling in the chairs, kind of like that vibe.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it pans out. I figured since we're going to do our what's in the bag for the year and go through like our clubs, it'd be kind of cool to have it here and be able to show it to the reels and whatnot. So, and it's kind of lax. This is what Jamie Rue, when we first came in, he said that was the number one thing we needed to work on was getting better chairs.
Yeah, well, we just played a little simulator golf behind us. Jordan shot 70 at the Windsong and I shot 83 at the Windsong. So it was fun.
It's simulator golf though, yeah, man.
Got around though. It's a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
This is our second annual What's in the Bag episode. I think doing this just because cool to show people what gear we play. I know everybody's like really interested in that. I watch like every What's in the Bag video I see.
I'll never forget when we had Johnny Wonder on and you were literally able to tell him like down to shaft specs what was in his bag.
I remember that.
He was so blown away too. He was like, wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a great dude. Just probably quick episode tonight, but just go through the golf bags, talk about the latest and greatest in gear and tech too as we do this, just to give the listeners a sense. Jordan and I, if it's out there, you know, one of us has hit it. So
yeah, that's true. And by the time this comes out, our episode with Fitzel will be out, where he and I talk a little bit about some of the, you know, 2024, not gear, but like, you know, equipment and what seem to be testing the best, you know, because he's seen it all at Second Swing. So we talk a little bit about like drivers and irons and what's good and all that stuff. So we can kind of mix that in when we're talking about it, so that people, if they are making changes or if they're like me, they make changes all the time. You know, they got a couple options and know what's going on. So why don't we start? I figure the best way to do it, we start driver and go down. So we'll do driver, we'll do wood, we'll do hybrid, or you know, whatever you play is that third club, and then we'll go irons, wedges, putter. And then also talk a little bit about like what's actually in the bag. So the golf bag.
Oh, yeah.
Some accessories and stuff like that. So why don't you kick us off and talk driver and shaft?
Sure. Yeah. So driver, I have these Bettinardi head covers that Jamie got me that I'm putting back on in play. I usually am a Winston collection head cover guy, and we'll typically throw something on that's like a course I played and liked, but I don't know, mix it up. These are kind of fun, like Scottish themed, which is very fitting. I'm going to try to take the head cover off while talking into the mic. So,
and speaking of, we're going to Ireland this summer.
We are going to Ireland. There's going to be a lot of content coming from that. So no change for me yet this year with driver. I'm still in the TSR 3 9-degree set at A1. I've got the old trusty orange sickle graphite design Tor AD DI 7X shaft, MCC 4 plus standard grip with an extra layer of tape that needs to be replaced. Things I like about this driver, for me, it spins the most consistent of all the drivers I've tried. It's plenty long, but the consistency across the face, I tend to miss. Oh my God, I just hit myself in the face.
That's going to be a good blooper.
I tend to miss out on the toe with my driver.
Yeah, you can literally see it. You can see like where your T marks and your ball marks are.
Tend to be a little toe side. And this driver retains spin for me really, really well on the toe. So I find it to be pretty forgiving. I also, you know, I like that Titleist has a 2-year cycle with their equipment. You know, you don't have to feel like you got to buy the new one every year. So they don't have a new one this year. This thing is tested as good as anything I've hit. There's a couple I haven't hit, but I hit the new TaylorMade stuff, liked this more.
Number one driver on the PGA Tour played right now. I'm not talking stats. I'm just talking about number of people that play it is the Titleist driver. Yeah. Well, the Titleist, I should say the Titleist TSR line.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So standard setting, everything's pretty standard on it. It's a good driver. Really like it. How about you?
I'm in the new Ping this year, so we've had this conversation multiple times that I started with Ping kind of in my golf career and straight away thinking that I could hit stuff farther and better. And I came back towards the end of last year hitting like the 425 and then the 430. And so this year I went to the 430 max, so it is the new one for this year. I messed around with weights and took a little bit of Roth's advice from when he came on. I did add some weight to the back. So it's got the, it's not an adjustable weight this year. It's just the single weight in the back of it, with some lead tape on the toe, because I also struggle with that toe miss. So try to get a little bit more weight in the toe. Standard setting. I've tried a bunch of different settings. Standard just launches best for me. And then I've got the Tiger shaft. Actually, Tiger copied me, I will say. I've got the Tour AD 7X graphite design. Love it. Hitting the driver well. The downside to the Ping, at least for me, is that it doesn't go as far as maybe the TaylorMade or the Titleist, but just in terms of my miss, and I feel like I hit it long enough anyways. It spins a little higher, a little bit more forgiving, and I will take 5 to 10 yards shorter if I keep it in play more, because I can
hit everything else well. What are your like optimal kind of launch numbers with that thing?
I don't launch it as high as I would like. I'm right around 12 to 13. I'd like to be like 15, 16 if possible. But it's like 12 to 13 and I spin it in that like mid 2000s. So definitely higher than what I used to play with like the TaylorMade or even the Titleist, which were high 1000s, low 2000s.
How about like ball speed?
Ball speed, 165.
Okay.
Right around there. I mean, if I really get going, I can get 170, but my cruiser, like my standard shot that I hit most tee shots, is at like 165 ball speed.
Yeah. So I'd be like 14 degree launch, 2200 spin, around 170 ball speed.
And that's about right, because you're probably about 10 yards further.
Yeah.
Than me. Mm-hmm. I'm probably 285, you're 295.
Yeah, if I really carry. I added a lot of speed this winter, so I had a couple balls I hit in the sim that's like getting up 180. I don't think that's going to go to the course, but I'd like to be sitting low 170s.
So what do we got in the woods?
So I go straight into a TSR 4-wood. Again, standard setting, standard everything. Same shaft in the driver in the 4-wood. This is a graphite design Tour AD 8X. I think there's 16.5 degrees of loft on this. Yeah, standard setting. This is the smaller head, so it's the TSR 3 head. Really like this thing. Good off the tee, good off the deck. A little draw bias, so if I want to turn one over.
Looks clean, too.
Yeah, it's just
really
very
clean look.
Clean looking club. So how about you?
I went with the QI10 Tour. I was in the stealth, and I'm a little different with how I think about my 3-woods, I guess. I end up hitting my 3-wood a decent amount off the tee. And
how much loft is on that?
This is 15 degree, and it's set at standard.
Okay, so that's just like a stock 3-wood.
It's a stock 3-wood, but I put a little extra weight in the heel, and I don't take the same thought process with my woods as I do with my driver. So I want my 3-wood to go far. I almost want it to be, if I'm not hitting the driver well that day, I can, you know, pull out the 3-wood and still hit it 270 off the tee.
So it's like a backup tee club for you.
Well, it's a backup tee club, but then also I can hit it between 250 and 270. So like off the tee, I can get 275. And then off the deck, I mean, like 250, 260. So it's just a different way. Like I used to have a ping 3-wood that I wanted high launch, high spin, like for second shots. And now when I play with this 3-wood, I'm more like I'm about distance and I want to be able to get it and play off the tee.
So that's interesting. So I took the 3-wood out of my bag for the opposite reason, just because my 3-wood was going almost as far as my driver.
And yeah, so, you don't want that.
Yeah, I wanted something with a little more loft, a little more spin that I could hit like 260 into greens.
Yeah.
You know, 255 into greens. And if I need to hit it off the tee, I could tee it up a little bit, kind of hit it off the toe, turn it over and still get it out there a little bit. I think a little more loft has helped me just launch the ball a little higher coming into greens.
Well, you hit the ball further than me too. Like when, and we'll talk a little bit about kind of the numbers throughout our bag, but like you hit your 5-iron, like what, 215?
220, yeah.
220, like my 5-iron's 195 to 200.
So yeah,
you're like,
I mean, I think 15 some of that's
to 20
loft,
yards longer.
Some of that's loft, but
probably,
a little bit of speed.
But still, it matters with the clubs that you have in your bag, right? Like most people, when they walk in and they build a bag, they're building it around like the clubs they think they should have,
yeah,
and not the numbers that they want.
That's right, yeah. So we're going to talk about that as we get through the bag, because you'll see differences in Jordan in my bag. And kind of the back of the club, whatever the number says, it doesn't really matter. It's more like
I wish there was just your stock number on it.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't like it doesn't matter that my 5-iron goes 220 in the air.
Yeah, because
it's the same thing as his hybrid.
Yeah, it you goes the same number, and we have the same amount of clubs,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So it just depends on the shots you want to hit,
yeah,
and what type you want to have.
And my gapping is probably bigger than yours. So anyway,
yeah, it is for sure.
Yeah. So then we get into, or should we just do like
I would call it hybrid, or even just like your third
kind of utility club?
Yeah, utility club. Because a lot of people, this is the one that can change a lot. And it's also the one, there's a lot of variabilities. Like you can play hybrid, you can play a wood, you can play a driving iron. Some people go straight into like a 4-iron and play 4 wedges, which we've talked about. So
yeah, this is the club that's like most variable in my bag, has changed the most throughout the years.
Same. 100%.
So last year and this year, I'm playing a 7-wood here. So I go driver, 4-wood, 7-wood. I'm not even going to take it out of sleep because it's the same thing.
What loft is the 7-wood?
It's a 21 degree.
21.
Bigger head, Toray DDI 8X shaft, same thing, orange shaft. It's the TSR 7-wood. I like it. It's a good club. Kind of that 235, 240 number for me. Rarely, if ever, hit it off the tee. On occasion, I'll tee it up and, you know, hit one out there on 13 at Windsong. Sometimes it's a club I'll hit from the back tees. I'll hit it on 3 occasionally. Sometimes if it's really far back, I'll hit it on 4.
Well, and for anybody wondering what 13 at Windsong is, it's basically, it doesn't have water. I'm not saying that, but it's basically, imagine that hole where they either make it nearly impossible for you to hit driver or just you shouldn't. It's not the smart play, right? You should lay up to usually that, like, call it 250 area.
Yeah.
Everybody has that club
in
their bag.
But if you hit it left 250, it's in the bunker.
Yeah, so you have to have
a good
shot.
You don't
want to
hit it 220, though, because then you have kind of longer club.
Yeah, so, and there's a lot of holes and a lot of courses that will have that one tee shot, right? Like, you should just hit a 250.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have that club, and it's a perfect club and number for it.
Yeah, so I like it. You know, it's good into par fives for the most part. It can get a little squirrely on me, probably more so than any club in the bag. I haven't, like, fallen in love with 7-wood like some guys have, but I certainly... You know, my struggle is I don't spin the hybrids enough. I tend to kind of knuckle hybrids. And so the bigger face and more loft just allows me to spin it a little bit more, hit a little higher. But sometimes I can knuckle this thing and it can go a mile. So
how does it look at address? So my biggest thing with the hybrids and even just like clubs in this area of the bag is I either have to go like 3-iron, which looks like a butter knife, or call it 7-wood or even this hybrid I'll talk about in a second. And then when I set up, the loft is what throws me off, right?
Yeah.
It's like, why am I setting down a club that looks like it's got such high loft, but I'm hitting far?
Yeah, it looks like a spoon, kind of.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a good way to put it. Like,
I know
you're
what
setting
you're
the spoon flush down.
Yeah, yeah. This one is the least spoony 7-wood I've found. Like, Ping has one that's spoony. It's got a smaller, more compact head. So it almost looks like a five wood, right?
That's why I went with this.
Yeah. So yeah. Talk me through that, because I'm actually really interested in
that. Yeah. So, I mean, last year I went through, you know how like as a fifth grader in middle school, you're trying to find that like phase. You're not sure if you're into sports or skateboarding or.
Yeah.
Like I went through that last year with this. Like okay. I had four hybrids. Mm-hmm. I had the 3, 4, 5, and
what
6 hybrid.
What did you land on in middle school, by the way?
I was skater.
Oh, you were really? Yeah. Wow. That's I got actually kind of surprising.
Yeah. I had like
you actually skateboarded.
Oh yeah. Like I could ollie like 4 decks.
Wow. Sick.
Dude. Yeah, dude. Really sick. I mean, I could kick flip shove. It's why I'm decent at wakeboarding now because I have a skateboarding and snowboarding background.
You landed on skater, man. That's tight.
Dude. Yeah. So then I go, you know, then I went to high school and I was like, fucking skateboarding and playing football. Like,
right.
Yeah. So
that's cool. Yeah. I don't know what, I think I landed on just like sports, you know, just like,
yeah, you're an elite athlete. Guy,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. Like
you put kids like me in the toilet and flushed our
dude. Just put you swirly. In the dumpster like every day. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. You got to go.
I don't know about bully. Though. I don't think I was a bully. I never liked bullies.
And here we are doing a golf podcast.
Yeah. That's tight though, that you landed on skater though. I'm into that. Like I actually had a skater phase too. Dude, yeah. But it was in high school.
Okay. So you like went happened, like sport. To so like,
I went opposite, dude. I went sports. And then when I got to high school, like I was like, yeah, whatever, dude, I'm just going to skate. Like,
yeah.
And I kind of like my buddies would make fun of me. Yeah, dude. I would like rip my longboard around, you know, campus and stuff. Yeah. And
did you ever have heelys?
Like, yeah, I play baseball, but whatever, dude, I'm just like a skater.
Do you ever have heelys?
No, I never had heelys.
Oh, dude, heelys were so.
Were heelys like, in?
Oh, nails.
I rocked
man.
Like Vans though. And you know,
DC.
Yeah.
Fat Farm.
I never really got into like the what was that? What's that shoe company with the E?
Oh, Etnies.
Etnies. Yeah, I never got into that.
I was
that.
A skater, man. You like, were, throw yeah, them at dude. Me.
Like, what's
DC,
that store?
Etnies.
Did you go to PacSun and stuff?
No, you're thinking them? Of Zoomies.
Oh, Zoomies. Yeah, dude. Across from Claire's. Check out the girls.
100%.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, well, actually, you'd probably be in Claire's getting your ears pierced like me.
Did you have your ears pierced?
In high school.
Sick, dude. Wow. That's so sick.
I can't tell if you're serious.
No, I'm into that. I'm into the fact that you were a skater.
We showed Sydney the other day the pictures of me, and she was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, that's funny, dude.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, back to the hybrid. So I played the 3, 4, 5, 6 hybrid last year at one point.
Yeah, you went off with. That.
I did go off with that.
Your first iron was a 7-iron.
Yeah, my first iron was a 7-iron. So
such
fast
a weird
forward,
move for fast a plus two or whatever.
Yeah, I was a plus two at the time, which is very awkward. But. Fast forward. So I did really like the Ping hybrids because one, they're forgiving a shit.
Yeah.
Two, they go a mile in the air. Mm-hmm. And three, they spin a lot. And so the 3 hybrid has really been like, this is not a scoring club for me, but like when I'm 230 out, I'm like, let's go.
You're licking your chops.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I can get this up in the air. I can stop it on a green. I'm not trying to hit like a iron in where I have to think about landing mm-hmm. it short and rolling it up. I'm like, I'm playing a carry number and it's going to roll out a couple yards.
I might try that club.
Yeah. Well, funny enough. So, I still don't have the shaft yet, but I'm getting that shaft. So okay. The hybrid, yeah. The, is that Tour AD 95X?
Yeah. That's
what I got coming. Shaft.
Okay. Sweet.
So that gets delivered tomorrow. I'll make my last trip into second swing for, the final change in the bag and
yeah,
we'll be there.
Okay.
Speaking in new existence, man. Come on.
All right. So
irons.
Yeah. Walk us through my irons that I'm going to be playing in a month or so.
Oh, you want me to go first? Well, so let's talk, as I do this, let's also talk about gapping. So for me, I got,
how
driver,
far does your hybrid go? 230?
230. Yeah. Okay. So I call it, I go like 290 to, I think of things in gaps, 280, 290 carry. These are all carry numbers. 250, 265. 3-wood and then hybrid 225 to 240 right. Somewhere in there. So then once I get into the 4 irons down, 4 iron down through my 9 iron, I've got the Ping Blueprint S's from this year, custom BB and F Co. ferrules.
Nice, man.
Very cool.
That's sexy.
Yeah. I worked with that. They were awesome by the way. And I've got a strip of lead tape on the back for a little bit more, spin.
Okay.
To try and get a little bit more forgiveness.
That's for the toe strike.
Not necessarily. I actually,
it's on the toe.
It is on the toe, but I just tried to find it somewhere on the face that is like, I'm not going to see it. Okay. I actually found out, fun fact, I was watching a YouTube video of a guy that I'm pretty sure knows what he's talking about. He says that it doesn't matter necessarily where you put the tape on an iron. The like when he did the tests, he put the exact same strip like on the toe and on the heel. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter for the
because it's like minimal weight.
So minimal. Okay. So minimal.
Got it.
So I would just say don't put it on your like sole like yeah. I did the first time.
Yeah.
So Blueprint S's, I go 4 iron through 9 iron. 4 iron's about 210 carry, 5 irons at like 195, 200, 6 irons, 185, 7 iron, 175, 8 iron, about 160,
mm-hmm.
9 iron, 150, mm-hmm. pitching wedge, 135, 140. And my pitching wedge is a 46. And then I go 50, 54, we'll 58. We'll talk into the wedges.
So that's interesting. So this is where you're going to start to see differences in our bags. Our gapping is different.
Way different.
Yeah. You have like kind of 10 yard gaps, and then you've got a decent gap between your 4 iron and your 3 hybrid.
Yeah. And that's a hard number for me, which is 220 is a hard number for me. Yeah. And that's where, like we were talking when we played Windsong, is let's say you have that tough number.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm talking like once, maybe every 2 rounds that I have to have that decision.
Yeah.
And I just play where the pin is, right? Yeah. Like front pin, I'm going to take more. Back pin, I'm going to take less. Yeah. And I'm going to, right? So the middle pin is where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Right? The middle pin or like a long par three. You know, if I'm playing from the blacks at Windsong, we're all the way back and I got 220 mm-hmm. to a back pin, 4 iron, like I'm really going to have to step on a 4 and I just got to hit a golf shot. And like, in my opinion, you're going to have that decision. Doesn't matter like what clubs you have, like you're always going to have that weird gap. You're going to have to make it. That's where you got to play smart golf, understand where the pins are at and understand like your swing and if you're better at turning it up or like taking a little bit off.
Cool. Yeah. So that's interesting. So this is one thing that's different about my like setup this year, or I'm going back to kind of what I did 2 years ago. So last year I played Mizuno irons, very similar setup to yours, like almost the same carry distances. Very similar. So I'm back to the bazookas.
Lower loft, bigger gaps.
Yeah. So they're my Epon AF503s. They're old, like they're 5-6 years old.
Did you keep these after you got
the... Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I got the Mizunos and I kept these. I don't know what it is about these irons. I smash them, like the smash factor on these is nuts. And they, for whatever reason, for like a hollow bodied iron design, most of the hollow bodied iron designs, you will catch the hot one where you hit it and it's like no spin. And sometimes I'd hit my 7 iron, like 200 yards, like with a P790. That doesn't happen with these irons. So the one thing about these irons is you can't hit them too pure, right? Like the max is the max on every iron. It's not going to go further than the flush.
It's not like a PXG.
Yeah. So these have bigger gaps for me. And what I'm doing this year is I'm kind of building, kind of working around 2 iron swings, basically. To work around that.
Interesting. So like a full and
so a
half.
Full and like a, what Phil Mickelson calls like a Pell swing, which is where his feel on his backswing is like his arm kind of comes to parallel. So it's more of a 3/4 kind of swing.
Sure.
And that takes about 10 yards off of each of these irons. Okay. So my 5 iron in the air goes about 220. It pitches at about 220. And if I have a kind of a Pell swing, hit it 210. My 6 iron goes about 200. Stock. So there's a 20 yard gap, right? Roughly between it goes about 205, 15 yard gap. My 7 iron goes about 190. My 8 iron goes 175. My 9 iron goes 160. My pitching wedge goes 147, 140, you know, between 145 and 150. And then I'm playing 4 wedges this year, which we'll get
into.
Not
right now, right?
Not right now. They're on the mail. So what I'm doing is I'm saying, you know, I want to smash my irons. I want forgiving irons. I want to know that I'm getting the most tech I can get out of my irons. Cause last year I was clanking them and these are just super forgiving all over the face. I can hit them anywhere and they still go. And
yeah. I mean, on
super
the sim,
hot.
It wasn't, you weren't playing back with your irons. It was mainly off the tee.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, my irons weren't really turning over, but that's a little thing. So these are great. The other thing that's a little different, I have, graphite
shafts.
Yeah. So, I got fit for these, I'm swinging it a lot faster now. So it'll be interesting to see if these hold up. They should. These are the steel fiber 110 CW X Flex shafts.
I played a very similar shaft last year with those Mitsubishi Chemicals.
Okay.
Same like specs. Not the same brand, obviously, but same specs.
Yeah. So for a guy who plays a 70 gram driver shaft, it's probably a little weird that I play 115 gram. I think they're like 120 grams. Iron
shafts. You would, for those wondering, you'd expect them to be much heavier.
You'd expect me to play 130 gram iron shafts.
Yeah, because I'm in the Project X 125 gram, and then there's 6.5.
The load zones.
LZ, yeah.
And those are great. I've played those too.
Yeah, I went back to these this year. After.
So these are really interesting. They've been around forever. They're dinosaurs. And they're not graphite. They're not steel. They're steel fiber. And what they do is they're crazy tip stiff. So they're really, really stiff because you can make a super stiff shaft with this material. They're just lighter. And so for me, they're super stable. They launch higher because they're lighter. I think
you can swing faster.
I can swing harder at them. And the head is still where I need it to be. So because I tend to not, for whatever reason, I'm not a high spin player. These launch higher. So I kind of hit. So it's a combo of like the head, which is kind of a lower spin head, and a shaft that launches and spins a little bit more, but is still very stable in the tip. So that was a kind of a unicorn find for me. These are my favorite shafts ever. I love these shafts. I don't know why I ever went away from them.
You see guys on tour that will, when they find an iron or they find a build, like the irons will stay in their bag. Yeah. Like you see pictures of, I think it was Højgaard's irons that he's got. They look like they're 15 years old.
Yeah. It's the combo of me of the low spinning hot head with the higher launching lighter shaft with a very tip stiff is kind of the things that seem to match this up pretty well.
I have an interesting question for you then.
Yeah.
So I'm really shifting my focus this year to thinking about when I have scoring clubs in my hands.
Yep.
So for me, that's 8 iron or less. Mm-hmm. But effectively what it means is 150 or less.
Right.
Right. So for you, are you of the same mindset that call it lower iron is a scoring club? Or are you talking about distances or scoring clubs? Distances or scoring numbers?
So,
or do you not care?
What I would say is like, for me, the differences in, if you pretended that my pitching wedge was Jordan's 9 iron, right? We would have a very similar setup in our bag. You know, my 4 iron maybe goes a little further, but as does my driver. So basically the difference in our bag is that my effective pitching wedge, right? If this club that says P on the back is a 9 iron, right? My effective pitching wedge is now a 48 degree wedge.
Sure.
Which I put into the bag. So yeah. So for me, instead of 8 iron, anything 9 iron and down is a scoring club, which is 160 and in.
Yeah. Okay. So we're in the same neighborhood. I always think it's funny, like when I watch them on TV, you know, the announcers will be like, oh, he's got a 7 iron in his hand. This is, you know, he's going to get aggressive here. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, well, a 7 iron for them is like 190. Is it really a scoring club for them?
35 yards left to right dispersion.
Right. So that's where I think it can confuse the general golfer in terms of like, man, I should be hitting my 7 iron close. And like for me, I'm not trying to hit a 7 iron close. I'm rarely trying to hit an 8 iron close.
And that's why I'm going to more forgiving irons this year, is because last year when I did the thing where I was like, all right, I want my gaps to be tighter. It didn't really help me because I just hit less greens because my misses were worse.
Yeah. I think too, when I am stepping up to holes this year, I've even started to apply this over the last month or so when I've played in Arizona, we got to play out of Pio the other day. After I hit my tee shot, if I step up and I gun it and I'm like 180 out, I go, okay, we're playing for par here. Like if I make birdie, great, whatever. But like, where's the safe play? How can I get to the center of the green, give myself 30 feet for a two putt instead of trying to like get aggressive with a 7 or even 6 iron to a pin that's like back left. Like, no, just hit a good 7 iron center of the green. That's a little bit more forgiving than your 6 and just two putts and get out of there. Yeah. And then like on the next hole, you know, when you got 120 in, okay, wedge time, you can get a little bit more aggressive. And that's something I never did in the past. And it's helped me so much, I think, with like thinking about scoring and how to make more birdies and effectively less bogeys.
Let's get into your wedges.
All right, my wedges. So I have the TaylorMade, two different types, actually. And my pitching wedge is still ping, but it's not the same type of the wedge. It's the actual 46 degree.
Okay.
So it's not the, you know, the
It's the bladed wedge.
Yep. It's the bladed wedge. Yep. So 46 degree. This is my, like, again, scoring. I'm feeling 130 club. And then I go to a 50, which is the TaylorMade. I'm playing the MG4s. This is the 54, but it's the exact same club. So it's the MG4s. I've really liked these wedges. I when I talked with Fitzel, he's like,
"What's the bounce?"
The bounce on these is 11, and then on my 50, I think it's a 10.
Yeah,
and then on my 58, I believe it's a. This is actually the 50s a 9, and then on the 58 is the high toe. So it's a different club, but it's 10 degrees of bounce.
Okay.
So,
you go 50, 54, 58.
Yep. Four degree gaps. Yep. And then after 50, I go to 50, what is it, 56? No, sorry, 46. So I got 4 degree gaps in all of my wedges all the way down.
Okay. So here's where you'll see the biggest difference in our bag. So I go, my pitching wedge is effectively my 48 degree wedge.
Your pitching wedge is your 48. Yes. Okay, got it. So my 46 is your 48.
Yeah. So this was the decision I had to make because I used to play 50, 54, 60. And now I'm playing 48, 52, 56, and 60.
Say that again.
I used to play 50 degree as my gap wedge.
Okay.
Pitching wedge into 50 degree to 54 to 60.
Okay. Got it.
That's
standard for a lot of people.
That's 13 clubs.
Yep.
Right. With the putter. So I could add a mini driver or something at the top of my bag, but instead.
Please don't do that. Please. I'm begging you not to.
I'm
going to
play
that.
Basically five wedges this year. So. My 48 degree is my effective pitching wedge. And because it's my effective pitching wedge, I am hitting it almost exclusively on full shots. This is where things get a little bit interesting. Now, I'm hitting it on full shots and I'm playing cavity backed Epon irons that are, you know, they still look really clean. They're not like chunky game improvement irons, but they have a nice cavity. They're hollow bodied. Why would I go to a bladed 48 degree pitching wedge instead? Well, it's less forgiving. Instead, what I'm doing is my 48 and my 52, I bought yesterday with Hagel at Second Swing, the new, and this is, I think, going to become more of a thing. I bought the new Cleveland, I think it's called the CTX4 cavity backed wedges for those two wedges. So my gap
wedge,
my gap wedge and my effective pitching wedge, which is a 48, right? Assuming the P is a 9 iron, which it's not, but say I have two gap wedges, which I really do, 48 and 52. I'm playing cavity backed wedges in those because I'm mainly hitting them on full shots. You know, the 48 degree is going to go 130
wedge,
yards.
Right? Again, we're talking full shots, right. Full
so
numbers.
I go 145 on the pitching wedge, 130 yards with my 48 degree. My 52 degree goes 120 yards, right? And then I'm down to my 56 degree, which goes 110 yards. And then my 60 degree goes 100 yards. So I have 10 yard gaps in my wedges. And then the 56 and 60, I play my normal Cleveland RTX Zip Core. I got the new Zip Core 6s, I think. I play those because those are my specialty wedges that I chip and putt, or chip with around the greens, or hit bunker shots with, or flop shots, or whatever. So those I want the blade because I'm not really hitting them full bore a lot. So that's kind of interesting.
What are the shafts in them?
I'm playing the same shafts in my wedges
okay.
as I do in my
So that's wedge. What I was going to say is very important for people to at least think about, which is I have the exact same in mind too. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, I feel like you should be very consistent with your shafts. You could maybe go a little heavier with your shafts if you want them to be a little more stiff. Yep. But I like keeping mine the same and having that same feel. And to your point, like I hit pretty full shots with my, well, I do with my 46 and my 50. Yep. Like those two are full shots for me. And then I get to 54, 58. Obviously those, you know, a lot more like knockdown and pitch stuff.
Yep.
But the other two are like full shots, wedges, the shafts are the same as the irons, mm-hmm. and they're full swings.
The other thing that I do is I am a big believer in this. I play different bounces in my wedges. And so what that means is in my 60 degree, I always play a super low bounce 60 degree wedge. So if I'm at a firm golf course, right, that's very firm, I will actually chip with the 60 degree and I'll just shut the face a little bit. And now I have a wedge that I can chip with off of the turf. I always play a mid or high bounce in my 56 degree.
Yeah.
And the reason that I do that is because if it's soft out, I'll chip with my 56 degree.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is manipulating loft on the club. And I'm making it an effective whatever I want it to be, but the bounce is helping me with the turf conditions.
We need to have somebody come on and talk loft, bounce, wedge grind stuff. I got a little bit into it with Fitzel, but I think one of the biggest things that amateurs don't understand, well, we're amateurs, but like non-serious golfers don't understand is like, they'll go play down in Arizona with the same wedge that they have that they play up here in Minnesota. And they'll be like, why am I digging everything? Why am I chunking everything? I feel like I'm doing the exact same thing. It's like, well, the bounce and the leading edge of your club on different turf conditions matters so much.
It does. So much. In Scotland, or when we go to Ireland, the vast majority of shots I hit around the greens are going to be with a 60 degree.
Yeah, your low bounce.
That's right.
For you.
Because it's firm turf.
That's my 54 that's or even 54. My 50 because my 58 is high bounce.
High bounce. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's one thing that's interesting. And look, if I was a professional golfer, I'd have a couple sets of wedges. Yeah. But as an amateur, it's kind of a workaround. You don't have to change your wedges all the time.
But just understanding the differences, right, between the bounces can help you a lot. It's like, hey, you're playing out in Arizona, don't use this wedge that you use back in Minnesota on firm versus soft versus.
Yeah, like when I go into Florida and play Bermuda where the club really wants to dig into the ground and I try to chip with the 60 degree, like I pretty much just use it as a bunker club down in there. And then I hit my chips. I'm like, all right, I know it's going to come out a little lower, come out a little hotter, but I can kind of feel that out and know that if my contact's good, that's going to be better.
So just again, for people thinking through their wedges, you know, always look at those little numbers on the bottom. And I would say general rule of thumb. I know Roth says like bounce is your friend.
Bounce is your friend for amateurs.
More times than not, you want that number to be higher. But if you are choosing between the two for like softer conditions,
more bounce
for firm conditions, less bounce.
Yep. Right. That's right. Yeah. And also for, basically, if you want to open the face and have the club sit flush to the ground and you like that look and you feel like you can clip it off the ground cleaner, you want less bounce. I tend to like less bounce out of my highest lofted wedge because it's the specialty wedge that I'm trying to create shots with.
See, we're the opposite.
Yeah.
It's really crazy how similar of golfers we are and how different our bag setups are. Like, I don't know if I could play golf with your setup.
Yeah, it's ditto.
And let's talk about the putters now too. Yeah. So you just got the Scottie Scheffler with the counterbalance grip, right?
Yeah, it's not the Scottie Scheffler. It's actually the
it's not the new Tour Spider?
No, it's not the he's I think playing like the mini one.
Oh, okay.
This is the like big one. I guess it's called the Spider Tour.
Did you see Elfner about this? Is that where you...
I didn't see Elfner. So
he has this exact same club setup in the practice barn.
Okay, yeah.
He was like, I want you to look at this.
So TaylorMade came out with this year. It's kind of their like impression of the Odyssey putter that Ricky Fowler plays and Wyndham plays. So it's counterbalanced. It's 38 inches. It's the Spider Tour, like the OG Spider Tour head with the like bat. It's like the bat wing thing. I think it's pretty ugly. But yeah, it's something I'm playing around with. I putted with a blade the last 2 years. Just felt like I haven't made a lot of putts and I'm just trying to do something different. So far, knock on wood, I've been lights out with this thing, putting like really well. Sometimes you just got to change up the feel.
Yeah.
What I like about it is it's very stable. It's very forgiving. That's kind of the theme through my bag this year. Forgiveness, stability. Don't try to be a hero. Let the technology help you.
Care less.
Play more. I'm carrying that into the putter. What I like about the counterbalanced feel is that the club head feels just very stable. And it kind of takes the hands out of the stroke a little bit, you know, so I kind of feel like I can just rock it back and forth. One thing I was nervous about with this guy is the face. I've always been a liker of firm faces. And it's got an insert. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I love this insert. It's very soft. I've never been a guy that's liked this, a soft feel on a putter. But I feel like I can hit it with this thing and it's not going to run. It's not going to get away from me.
Yeah. I feel like if you hit your lines well, a soft face or an insert it's different. Not a bad option.
It's different. It's new for me. So we'll probably report back on this guy.
What's your backup?
I'm a notorious changer of putters. I'll just go back to the Bettinardi.
So we completely changed our setup. Like you did exactly what I was doing last year and vice versa. So I'm actually in, I'm just going to get ahead of this now that I have a Titleist Scotty Cameron head cover on a Logan Olson putter. And I believe Logan Olson just got acquired by TaylorMade. But this was Logan Olson's first craft batch. And I basically bought it because I found him on Instagram. He was doing stuff with Scotty and Nelly Korda. And I saw, you know, it looked very similar to a Newport 2, and it was his first craft batch, and I'm a sucker for cool stuff, and like, hey, if this guy blows up, I got this craft batch putter. Sweet. I grab it, comes in, I'm like, man, I really like the feel of this thing. I haven't hit a blade in a while. I've got my Betty blade with the insert that I hit, probably as my backup. But I bring this into second swing, and I'm like, man, I'm hitting it well. Let's go see what it specs out at. I kid you not, I put this thing on the Quintec. Mm-hmm. I hit three straight putts, all green, like 0-0 perfect numbers. And they were like, it's 3.5 degrees aloft. It's 67 degrees lie. And I wouldn't change a thing. And nice. I went out and played in Arizona and at Pioneer Creek, and I putt really, really well with it.
Good.
And so when I talked with Larry Bobka, he's like, dude, the biggest thing with putting, like, I know guys on tour that just went into a shop like this, found a putter, and they just, it's confidence.
Yeah.
And so if you're making putts with it and it sets up well, just don't change it.
Yeah.
So my backup is still the mallet from Bettinardi. I still got the blade from Bettinardi, but until this thing stops working, I don't really see a reason to change it. So I got the skinnier standard grip and I'm back in a blade, and you're in the mallet, and
yeah, we'll see how long this lasts for both of us. We're both notorious putter changers.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody says the same, like, you gotta have a couple putters and you go with what's hot. Yeah. And tour pros do that a lot too. And there's absolutely no shame.
What ball are you playing?
Titleist Pro V1X still. I don't really stray away from that.
Okay. So,
did Johnny Wonder get you?
Yeah. I'm playing a new ball this year. First time ever Callaway ball player. I'm playing the Callaway Chrome Soft Tour X, tested.
I saw everything. It has some of the most spin. You get good spin numbers with it?
Really low spin with the driver.
Oh, maybe it was low spin, so driver, high spin irons?
Super high spin with the wedges and higher spinning with the irons, yes. But for whatever reason, with driver, it's a rocket. But it spun where I wanted it to spin with my irons and wedges. It spun a lot with the wedges, so. Tested everything, tested the Bridgestone, Pro V1, Pro V1X, Chrome Soft X. I kind of like with balls, I've been a Pro V1. I was a Pro V1 guy for a long time. Last year I played the X, liked it. And we're going to see about the Callaway. Tested best for me just in the lab. Also, yeah, like the feel of it.
I feel like balls, it's a lot when you get out on the course.
Got to get out on the course with it.
Especially with chipping and putting. It's like how it rolls off the face, how it comes off, like, spinnier on the face. I mean, I even noticed when I toyed around last year, everybody at our club seems to play TaylorMade and are all about like, oh, it's better in the wind and it's a windy course. So I tried it for 2 weeks and I gave it a run and I just didn't like it. Like it's not, yeah, it's the feel for me. Yeah. Very, very clicky. It feels almost firmer. I love the Titleist ball. I don't have a reason to change. So I'm not going to go seek a reason to change for me.
And then, maybe a quick like in the bag. So
yeah, I've got,
there's a couple things interesting that you're doing this year. One is the cart thing.
Yeah. So I do this. You're talking about my bag.
And you have the,
The electric cart. Yeah. So, I've got a staff bag cause I put a lot of things in my golf bag, training aids and putting mats and all that stuff. And so when
kind
I
of
walk
absurd that you have a staff bag, but
yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
I respect it.
It's me.
And yeah.
I'm not going to change. I've got the electric cart bag. So like when I walk, I don't have to carry it. Like I'm so out on carrying, but I'm so in on walking.
Yeah.
I can't stand like having to carry even just a bag like that. It's up 20, 30 pounds maybe on my back for 4.5 hours. Like I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Man. Like I'm saving my back.
Yeah.
Does it look cool? Yeah. Like sweet, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not there with my needing to walk and carry. I might be right
behind you, man. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. There's something cool about like walking and carrying your bag, but I don't need that added stress on my back and shoulders, especially when I'm golfing. Like I already got too much shit going on injury wise. I got a rip stick.
Nice.
I've got bubble whips.
Okay.
Working with Alex Gaugert on getting some more whips. And then I added some pretty cool, I added Estancia, Whisper Rock, and one more from Arizona. It's on my other bag, but I got some cool bag tags, which I'm pretty excited about.
I'm rocking Titleist Lynx Master again. Kind of been the bag the last couple of years. I might go with something else this year. I don't know. I'm thinking about something lighter. This thing's kind of heavy to lug around.
They're all heavy, man. Like once you put your golf clubs in there and then all your other stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
You need to get the electric walker. It'll be I'm telling you, it'll be one of the best.
I go lots of pouches, yardage books. Kind of the standard stuff. Typically rock. I have like a 2-pouch Winston Collection leather pouch.
Nice
setup. 1 pouch I rock exclusively for golf balls.
Same.
So keep my pearls in there. And then another pouch I rock tees and ball marks and divot repair mix.
Exact same. This that a very elite setup.
Yep.
I mean, like I've got this is like a pouch for balls.
Yep.
Another one. Yeah. Tees, rangefinder, divot repair tools. And then low key, this.
Okay.
I get so many compliments on this.
Yeah.
And I tell everyone to buy it. It's called a Groove It.
Okay. Is that the one that sprays water?
It sprays a tiny bit of water and then feel the actual groove. Like they're legit grooves.
Yeah.
And then this magnet here literally just pops on and it's so strong. Like it never comes off. Like you can whip this thing around. It's the best like $20 purchase on Amazon.
I might be going a little bit more in the old guys camp this year and just get a electric cart and a tour bag and throw all my stuff in there and have everything I need and not carry the bag around.
Dude, don't care.
It's intimidating.
Like I just don't care about what I look like
anymore. Players series, whatever, caddy towel, big on these. This one's Dye Preserve. I always rock. This is the towel that I rock always.
Love that. Bettinardi head covers for both of us.
Yeah, I don't know.
The putter.
These may or may not stay. They were a gift from Jamie, so they're very special and near and dear to my heart. But I usually am a Winston guy. I'm definitely not a. And one shout out to our listeners is the Dusty OEM head covers. This Spider OEM, I call them dust covers. That thing's got to go ASAP. I haven't had time to get to the shop and get a new leather head cover for this guy, but. If you're rocking the stock like Titleist or TaylorMade head cover,
every time they give you one,
you got to be better than that.
Just give it back.
Like you got to express a little of your personality. You know, throw a golf course logo on there. Whatever you got to do, just get out of the dust cover.
It's fair. So. Last thing before we wrap up, did you find any new swag in the off season?
Yeah.
Any brands.
I mean, my thing is like I like to buy stuff at courses that I go to now just because I do have everything. So I hit Sweetens Cove pretty hard when I was down there. I did a lot of damage in Oakmont's Pro Shop. What else? As far as like gear goes, I've got 50 pairs of Red Van Lee shorts still.
Nice.
I'm kicking the tires on shoes this year. I've been a Premier Series Titleist guy forever. I kind of want to wear a more comfortable shoe. this year.
The TWs are so comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. So
comfortable.
I don't know if I'll be able to pull off the Jordan 1 lows. I know those are really comfortable too.
I don't like them. I gave mine
like
to
them.
Beef.
Okay.
No, they just weren't like shoes are so like for your foot.
Yeah.
Right. The Tigers fit, the TWs fit so good on my foot.
I
they feel so good.
We'll see. I'll probably end up playing the the Premier Series again because they're great shoes. But
yeah, I'm like you. I hit the pro shops when I was down. I was in Arizona a lot. We were looking at like wedding venues and all that stuff. And so I was down in Arizona, waste management, doing wedding stuff, and ended up getting a bunch of stuff at Whisper Rock and Estancia. Found myself getting some more vests this year.
Haven't
historically been a vest guy, and I was cleaning out my closet, shout out Eminem, last night, and four vests now.
Nice, dude.
One to four or five.
I'm
now
a big vest guy.
Yeah. So in on vest, shoes wise, didn't buy anything like too new. I did get a new pair of the Tigers just because I know I can always go to them.
Mm-hmm.
And still sticking with my black pants with everything.
Let us know what's your plan in the comments on Instagram or
keep
wherever
out for our apparel drops. Yeah, so
do you want to talk about that for a minute? Yeah.
Bettinardi collab.
Yep.
Grayson collab.
Yep.
There's one more. Oh, Unreal collab.
Yep.
Did an episode with MJ.
We're doing like limited capsule, you know, 50 batch drops of cool stuff from us.
With the new logo.
Yeah. People are really we feel like we're in a place where we're ready to do this a little bit. We've been doing content for over a year. We have given away a lot of stuff to our listeners.
Dude, I'm giving away a QI10 driver with second swing.
Yeah. So it's a lot. We've invested a lot, and just ask that you support the pod. If you see something you like.
Yeah, there's going to be some good stuff, man. Yeah. Like, oh, Peter Millar too. Like, yeah. I'm only going to choose the stuff that like you and I wear and like.
Yep.
And that's no disrespect to anyone or anything, but it's just like we all wear these Peter Millar and Grayson sweatshirts, right? Like, let's put some stuff out there. Some good polos.
Yeah.
Maybe a vest.
Yeah.
Could do a vest.
So
yeah, and I do love those Nike pants.
Yeah, we're gonna do a Nike collab.
See if we can do a Nike collab.
Thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. Hope we didn't bore you too much with what's in our bags, but always a fun episode for us.
Yeah, it's great, man. Good to see you, brother.
All right, see you.